the start of summer every year, and how the summer just started to drag on after a few months, and you couldn't wait to get back to school, see your old friends, make new friends, get new books and a new locker and a clean slate? Well, you should have been excited about music class, too, because that was a special room where you went to sing, perform with your friends, and learn all kinds of interesting stuff about great composers, instruments, different kinds of music and songs. We remember our music teachers because they were so passionate about helping us learn to love music. They helped to spark a love for listening to notes and voices and rhythms that continues to enrich our lives even today. I bet your kids feel the same way about music class. Ask them, and make sure they get involved with music in school and in their lives.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Tens of millions of smokers may soon be a part of a lawsuit against tobacco companies. A federal judge in New York grants class action status to light cigarette smokers for a potential $200 billion lawsuit. The suit claims big tobacco companies duped smokers into believing brands labeled light were safer. U.S. troops are getting word their tours of duty are being extended. Our Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr has the details.
Pentagon officials confirming this, saying that family members are now being notified where the unit is based in Germany. The first AD will be extended by several weeks. No one saying exactly how long.
You'll be allowed to carry liquids and gels onto planes again as long as you buy them in secure areas of the airport. Homeland Security is easing the restrictions put in place in August after an alleged plot to blow up jets heading to the U.S. from Britain. There's some progress being made in the fight against a massive wildfire in Southern California. Our Jim Roop reports live. Fire crews are getting some help from the weather.
Well, strong Santa Ana winds forecast for this past weekend didn't pack the punch predicted and allowed the air fight to increase with the use of a converted DC-10 passenger jet that drops 10 times the amount of retardant as the standard supertanker. In cooler temperatures, higher humidity, very light winds now. This fire is about 40% contained and could be contained this week. Firefighters say this could be a turning point in the now three-week-old battle. Reporting live, Jim Roop, CNN, Los Angeles.
Pope Benedict says there needs to be good relations between Christians and Muslims. The Pope spoke to representatives of more than 20 mostly Muslim nations today in an effort to ease strained relations after the Pope's comments about Islam that angered many Muslims. An upset Saddam Hussein is kicked out of court during his genocide trial today. Defense lawyers were already boycotting the session. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News.
After a number of reforms were put into place, local businesses and industry here in the Bay Area are reporting finally they're able to live with the much more affordable workers' comp costs that were at one point stratospheric.
Many businesses and business associations throughout the state are much happier now with the situation as it is currently than they were 3 or 4 years ago. Premium rates have dropped about 50% since late 2003 and early 2004. They're expected to drop possibly another 6% in January.
Chris Robber with the San Francisco Business Times sees a number of local industries that are thriving now.
High tech in general has had something of a rebound in the last year or two. Biotechnology is still creating a fair number of jobs. Healthcare in general has been a steady creator of jobs.
But there are three conflicting issues that make it tough trying to get people to take jobs here from out of state.
It's definitely hard to recruit people from outside of the Bay Area, specifically because of the high housing prices. The salaries aren't really high enough to compensate for the high cost of living compared to some other urban areas. Quality of public schools, relatively speaking, is also an obstacle. The perception in other parts of the country is that California's public schools are not as strong as they used to be and are not as strong as in other parts of the country.
As a reporter with the Business Times, Chris Robber says this is a very desirable place to live despite all that, and he does not see an end to the housing crunch.
It's, you know, supply and demand. Lots of people want to live here in the Bay Area, and there's limited space for them. Places like San Francisco in particular, there's literally very little room to build new housing.
The Bay Area's economy continues making steady progress, but the cost of living challenges faced here locally have become almost a permanent part of the landscape.
Listen for our special reports every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or check out our series online at quakeradio.com.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5.9%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing home, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5.9%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. Even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still
5.9%.
And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000.
Click on the logo below to chat online with a loan officer or fill out an online application in seconds. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a finance lender's license. APR 6.37%. All loans subject to approval. Equal housing lender.
Hey, open up your screen because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flame, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and dainty vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
From Consumer Reports, Best Buy Vacuum Cleaners. I'm Ernie Sprance. Bagless design, HEPA filtration, and colorful high-tech looks have helped propel vacuum sales to 20 million last year. But changes aren't always improvements. Some of the vacuums Consumer Reports tested for the October issue still leave too much behind, spit it back out, or are cumbersome to use and carry. Improvements are also driving prices up for some. Many top-scoring models cost $300 or more. You can spend less, but you may need to settle for a noisier vacuum, one with fewer features, or one that's less convenient to use. The uprights and canisters tested generally cleaned bare floors quickly and neatly. Top-scoring models deep-cleaned carpets as well, while providing strong airflow for tool use through the hose. Two uprights that excel on carpets and bare floors are judged CR Best Buys. The top-rated Kenmore Progressive with Direct Drive, model 35922, and the Eureka Boss Smart Vac Ultra. The Kenmore is excellent when it comes to emissions, cost $300. The Eureka trades some through-the-hose suction for a much lower price, $150. Of the canisters tested, our best buy is the Kenmore Progressive 25512. It's among the best on bare floors, tops for emissions, and fine on carpets, cost $300. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great.
Yeah?
Everyone was there. Allison, Katie, Nancy, Karen, who has gained a little weight, by the way.
Stop it.
But anyway, it's too bad you couldn't make it. How's little Sammy?
Oh, he's fine. It was just a little fever, but he's feeling better now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
I can't remember. It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
Oh, you know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? You'd think they'd know better. They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Contact us at quakeradio.com. I'm Paul Wells. Good morning, Will and Willie.
Good morning, Mr. Wells. How are you?
How are you, Mr. Wells?
Wonderful. Sitting here and being with you guys this morning. Lots of stuff in the news over the weekend. Clinton's appearance on TV with Chris Wallace.
Is Chris Wallace going to interview us, I wonder? And if so, what are the ground rules? What do we say?
What are ground rules? I mean, what are ground rules for an interview? I don't get that. What
I suppose rules? You give me the questions. You know, like I always wanted to get the questions.
No.
The bar exam, I always wanted to get the questions.
All that, yeah. Before.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, I saw that interview, by the way.
I did, too.
And I was, frankly, proud of Clinton. I thought he finally decided to do what I thought Democrats should have done a long time ago, and that's really take on these sanctimonious, pious, right-wing mongers, people who mangle the truth in every one of their questions, and I'm glad he took them on.
My favorite part was where he said, did you ask anybody from the Republican administration this question ever? And somebody went through and counted how many times, you know, Cheney's been on, how many times Condoleezza's been on, how many times, and it adds up, you know, like the top three, Secretary of State, Vice President, President, sort of like 30 times. No,
not
once has anybody ever asked why they didn't retaliate for the Cole bombing. Not once out of 30 interviews.
But then he asked him about the firing of Dick Clark.
Yeah, Richard Clark.
He wouldn't talk about, did you ever ask him about that? He went through a whole series of things that he asked him about. But the Cole was the most dramatic because there clearly has not been any examination of that question whatsoever. And I was amazed, though, when Bill Clinton said, listen, I hired somebody to kill him. Did you hear that one?
Straight up. Keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We have some of Clinton's and Chris Wallace's appearance here.
A little contretemps.
Yes, here's a clip from it.
I'm being asked this on the Fox Network. ABC just had a right-wing conservative running their little pathway to 9/11, falsely claiming it was based on the 9/11 Commission report, with three things asserted against me directly contradicted by the 9/11 Commission report. And I think it's very interesting that all the conservative Republicans who I say I didn't do enough claimed that I was too obsessed with bin Laden. All of President Bush's neocons thought I was too obsessed with bin Laden. They had no meetings on bin Laden for 9 months after I left office. All the right-wingers who now say I didn't do enough said I did too much. Same people.
Same people.
Clinton is so good. He's so well-informed.
He's put cojones back in the Democrats. I
know.
You're right. I hope every Democrat watched that.
Swing from the floor.
Give it a shot.
I guess you get to lose. I bet she got a call from Chavez said, hey, right on, brother.
Well, there's another little story in the paper. Pat Robertson said that if Hillary Clinton is the Democratic candidate for president in 2008, more people would vote against her than they would if the devil himself were
Lucifer
running.
He said it was a joke.
Oh, yeah. Really, well, so was Hugo Chavez.
700 people. He said he was telling the joke to, who all happened to be those who were hooting and hollering and yelling and screaming and applauding when he said what he said, and he meant what he said. There was no joke about that. Nothing was funny about that from Hillary's perspective. I'm glad, however, she handled it extremely well. Her spokesperson said, are you kidding me? Why would we engage in dialogue with that lunatic or something? That's the spirit you got to come
back
with. You got to hit them hard.
Blaming the Clintons for 9/11. They're trying to set that up.
Well, didn't Falwell also blame 9/11 on gays?
Yes, feminists, and he said that God had abandoned America because the gays and the ACLU.
well, keep in mind, though, in spite of our having fun with it, this is a way to distract and remove our attention away from the real issue. And the real issue, whether or not Republicans should be in charge after November. After 45, 46 days from now, should they still be in charge? Should they still be in charge? And as long as they can keep, Karl Rove is a genius, as long as they can keep us focused on things other than who they are and what they are about, we're in a position where we're trying to explain away or defend ourselves. Clinton has now taken George Allen off the front page. The Republicans had the worst week of their lives in the state of Virginia with George Allen. He starts off with Makaka, and then he ends up with one ignoring or not acknowledging the heritage that's associated with his Jewish mother.
I'm not embarrassed to be a Jew.
Yeah, but he said it too late. He said it. He was first.
He also said, I'm not embarrassed to be a Jew. He didn't say, I'm proud to be a Jew, which is what you have to
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to be proud to be whoever you are. Yeah. Like, you know. But he just it showed not so much his comments about Jewish and non-Jewish, the inability to handle significant situations where he has screwed up. He told, what, four different stories about the origin of macaca? I mean, at least four. Then he came back with...
Told four different stories why it was never apparent that he was Jewish.
Yes.
One was his mom didn't want anybody to know. One was he didn't know until, like, 36 hours ago. Just making stuff up.
Yes. And that really demonstrated how ill-equipped he is. And if we had a more dynamic candidate, if we had a Ned Lamont in that neighborhood, it would be just awesome. And by the way, I think Ned Lamont's coming to town today or tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
And if we can get him for just, you know, whatever period of time we can get him.
Hey, coming up, we got Pat Buchanan on the...
Exactly. And we'll have a little clip more from Chris Wallace and Bill Clinton here.
Oh, a lot more clips
yes.
than that.
Pat Buchanan, a man who ran for president three times, has a new book claiming America is being invaded by third world immigration. It's called State of Emergency. Patrick Buchanan joins Willie Brown and Will Durst in the next segment, 7:15. Right now, let's check the traffic with Michael Rush and take care of some biz. You're keeping it real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
But you know, we do have a government that thinks Afghanistan is only 1/7 as important as Iraq. And you ask me about terror? You got that little smirk on your face. You think you're so clever. But I had responsibility for trying to protect this country. I tried, and I failed to get Bin Laden. I regret it, but I did try.
It's a legitimate issue. Could he have done more during his 8 years in office? And for some reason, this became a conservative hit job.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Michael Rush. This report brought to you this time around by Dodge. Big troubles right now. If you use the Antioch Bridge, it is shut down in both directions because of a major injury accident. Use the Benicia Bridge in lieu of the Antioch Bridge this morning. Lights are on at the Baybridge Toll Plaza. You're backed up from the 880 overcrossing. Slow ride on the upper deck as you head for San Francisco. Trying to get down the East Shore slow between the Carquinez Bridge and 580. That's because of a four-car crash at Potrero Avenue. It's the deal you've been waiting for, the Dodge 96-hour clearance event from now till October 2nd. You only have 96 hours to get the best deals of the year. Hurry. The Dodge 96-hour clearance event ends October 2nd. I'm Michael Rush. Check real-time local traffic anytime you want. All you have to do, just visit our website. That's quakeradio.com.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against the disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Every step we take brings us closer to a cure for the second leading cause of cancer death among women. You can do your part by walking with us on October 14th at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world, but you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi. I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-600-1738. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-600-1738. 1-800-600-1738.
You've reached the Johnson.
reasons, we're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about the apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello. This is Rafael Paredes. Please call me back at 718.
This is Ginny Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can, please call me back.
Hello, my name's Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello, this is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Are you deaf yet? Yes.
So, you did Fox's bidding on the show. You did your nice little conservative hit job on me. What I want to know is...
Wait, that's a legitimate question?
No, it was a perfectly legitimate question, but I want to know how many people in the Bush administration you asked this question of. I want to know how many people in the Bush administration you asked, why didn't you do anything about the coal? I want to know how many people you asked, why did you fire Dick Clark? I want to know how many people you asked...
Did you ever watch Fox News Sunday, sir?
I don't believe you asked them that.
We asked plenty of questions.
You didn't ask that, did you?
President Clinton right there standing up to Chris Wallace on Fox TV on his efforts to kill Osama bin Laden well before 9/11. 7:20, good morning, you're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. You may know Patrick Buchanan was a senior advisor to three presidents. He ran twice for the Republican nomination in 92 and 1996, was the Reform Party candidate for president in 2000. His seventh book is called State of Emergency, The Third World Invasion and Conquest of America is the subtitle. You've seen him on countless TV shows like The Capital Gang and Crossfire. And I believe, Willie Brown, you're familiar with our guest.
I am.
Good morning, Mr. Patrick Buchanan.
How are you?
Hey, Patrick. Willie Brown here. How are you, brother?
Good to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you. What's this new book about?
The new book is about the invasion of America from our friends down in Mexico.
Tell us what you mean exactly.
What I mean is the Mexican government is pushing its poor and unemployed and unskilled into the United States to relieve the social pressure on that government, which in my judgment is a failed government. For a number of reasons. One of them is to get back a lot of money through remittances. And another, I think, is to gain leverage over the United States through these mass demonstrations of folks who are loyal to Mexico. And I think as Americans, we got an obligation to defend our backyard and our back door and to stop it.
Well, Patrick, if you believe all of that, what's your recommendation in that book on how this country should conduct itself policy-wise on immigration from Mexico?
Well, with regard to the southern border, I think I recommended 70 miles of fence back in 1991 and 92, Willie, and you were called a lot of names from it. I was. And now the Congress is recommending 700 miles of fence. I think we probably need now, since 6 million have tried to break in since Mr. Bush took office, you probably need a 2,000-mile fence on the border. You need to prosecute some of these businesses who make it a policy to ignore their American workers and hire illegals off the books. I think you got to cut off welfare to illegal aliens, as you folks voted to do. And I think you got to stop this scam of folks sneaking in the country, having their babies born here, and thereby entitling them to a lifetime of welfare benefits in addition to 12 years of education.
So you disagree with the Bush administration on developing a path to citizenship? As an answer to immigration?
That, and I noticed that the Bush administration and the Senate have dropped that. It's not simply that I disagree, Willie. The country disagrees. There was a poll taken up there in that very tight Senate race in California where Santorum is gaining a little ground on Casey. He's still about 10 behind. But 79% of Pennsylvanians were against amnesty. 82% now want a wall on the border. It's become a national issue and a national crisis. And Americans want their backyard protected and their back door sealed against people breaking in. And that's simple common sense.
But, Pat, there are more than 12 million people, by some estimates, of people who are already here. Well, what do you do with that? You can't,
well, what you do with them, Willie, is you don't do anything right now. The crisis is to stop any more from breaking in. Then if you start deporting people, I think we'd probably agree. Who should be deported first? Gang members who don't belong here and who are in these criminal organizations, convicted felons, drunk drivers who are running down American citizens, and frankly running down folks in the Mexican-American community. Start deporting the criminals and the bad elements first. And then down the road, we can deal with the illegals, 12 million here. I think if you start punishing employers who hire them ahead of Americans, and you cut off welfare except for emergency services, some of them are going to go home. And then we can deal with that problem. But the first thing you got to do, it's like in New Orleans. The first thing you do is fix the levee and stop the flood before you decide who can come back into town.
Our guest is Patrick J. Buchanan. His new book is called State of Emergency, The Third World Invasion and Conquest of America. He's joining us here, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
How severe, Pat, do you think the penalty should be for employers who hire illegal aliens?
Well, we don't need to fill up the prisons with them. What they're doing is crooked. They're cheating the community because the community pays all the taxes for the social benefits for these folks. And they cheat their rivals, who are honest business guys, who are hiring their employees, paying them the minimum wage, maybe giving them some catastrophic health insurance and things. So they're cheaters and they're frauds. What I would do is, you know, I would give them sort of 6 months community service and put them down there on the border mixing the concrete for the Buchanan fence.
Mr. Buchanan, this is Will Durst. Isn't it true, sir, that in 87 with the bill that also gave partial amnesty, that there were conscriptions against employers, and
right,
they've never, ever, ever, nobody's ever been in prison or fined?
Well, you know, Will, you're right. It was in 86, and I was in the White House, and we argued whether an amnesty was a wise thing to do, and we were promised employer sanctions. What? Yeah. I'm sorry, we're getting another, you got another program running here in my ear, but we did that, and you're right, it did not work out in the sense that we're far more amnesty than we thought, 3 million, and the employer sanctions were not imposed. And to be honest, Bill Clinton did a far better job of going after some of these corrupt business guys than President Bush has. I mean, I think in 2005, there are only 3 employers nationally who were hammered with sanctions, which is really not a disincentive given the benefits they get from hiring illegals. So I think you got to go after the folks a lot tougher than that.
I also have a logistic problem. How are you going to build a 1,960-mile-long fence on the Mexican border without using Mexican labor?
Well, that's fine, too. You take the illegal aliens and let them help build the wall and then send them back. I mean, I've got no problem with it. You've got plenty of labor out there, Willie.
Pat Buchanan is our guest.
Little centers and get all the, hey, you fellas want to work?
Hey, Patrick, on another
subject. Job for you.
On another subject, yeah. Just an aside, did you see the Chris Wallace Bill Clinton confrontation yesterday?
I've seen excerpts of it all weekend, yeah.
What do you
it
think?
It was something. You know, I tell you what I think. You know, I really don't blame Clinton. I mean, he's a human being, and he probably had enough of this, and what you saw is a little bit of the real Bill Clinton that Hillary sees at home, you know? He sort of cut loose, get that smirk off your face, Wallace. He said a lot of things that are understandable in a normal human being, and he feels he did try, and he's being hammered on this, and it's a divisive issue. So, I mean, the guy spoke his heart and mind. He's angry about this. And I think it's not a bad thing when we see folks, up close and personal, see the real Bill Clinton instead of all that smarmy stuff we used to get.
Yes. Yeah. What do you think about his raising questions about the objectivity of Chris Wallace in the absence of any inquiry about what happened with the coal?
Well, you know, this is, I think that is fair comment and criticism. Look, there's no doubt about it that there's a perception, and I think with some justification that much of Fox is very conservative press. And I've been fighting the liberal press since I was writing speeches for Spiro Agnew when you were still down there in Alabama or something. You know, I have no problem with folks going after the press. It's a very powerful force. It is ideological in many cases. Guys do bring their biases and prejudices and point of views there, and political figures have a perfect right to include them in the political process. If they're getting hit by them, to hit back. So I don't have a problem with that. And you may disagree or agree, but, you know, Clinton said what he felt, and folks can make up their own minds.
And apparently they will over the next week or so. You refer to the Casey case.
Santorum race, yeah.
Yeah, Santorum race in Pennsylvania. And you think that case is still ahead?
Well, yeah, I heard, I wrote a column, and it was based on a number of polls, and they averaged them out, and Santorum had come back from about 16 or 18 behind to about 5 or 6, and he was using the immigration issue and hammering it, and other guys I respect, like Charlie Cook, who tell me it's widened a bit again, back to almost 10. And Charlie says that, our guy who's in trouble in Ohio, the Republican guy, is running stronger than Santorum in Pennsylvania, even though he's behind by about 4, but that Santorum's behind 10. Santorum is a good finisher. As a pure candidate, watching him on the Meet the Press, he's a much tougher, more aggressive, better candidate than Casey. But there's no doubt Pennsylvania's...
That's some baggage. Yeah. Thanks for joining us, Patrick J. Buchanan. We want to have you on, and next time I want to ask what John McLaughlin is really like.
You don't want to know.
Patrick, nice to talk to you.
Take it easy, Willie.
All right, bye.
I'm sure our listeners want to express their opinions on immigration, perhaps even the fact that we invited Patrick Buchanan to be our guest in the next segment. Your calls at 866-960-5753. And you can go to quakeradio.com, scroll down to the Contact Us button, click Email Will and Willie. 7:30, let's check in with some traffic on 960 The Quake.
It's still a tough time to sell a house. The National Association of Realtors reports this morning sales of existing homes dropped in August for the fifth month in a row. Football fans in New Orleans are looking forward to tonight's game between the Saints and Falcons.
I've been back to with my friends for this game, and then we're actually coming back in a couple weeks for the Baltimore game when the Saints will lose to the Ravens.
Tonight's game will be the first home game for the Saints since Hurricane Katrina. At least 12 people are dead from weekend storms that hit the Midwest and South. One person is reported missing. A woman charged with killing a friend and her fetus could appear in an Illinois courtroom today for an arraignment. Police say Tiffany Hall also admits killing the woman's 3 children. Pope Benedict reaches out to Muslims. The Pope spoke to representatives from several Muslim nations today as he tries to mend fences following remarks on Islam that have angered many Muslims. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Michael Rush. This report brought to you by the Capitol Corridor. Still some delays right now, both directions of the Antioch Bridge, but the good news is all the lanes have been reopened after an earlier major accident. Elsewhere, getting down the East Shore Freeway, West 80 slow from the Carquinez Bridge all the way into the MacArthur Maze, and once you get into the maze, it's going to be slow as you make your way towards the Bay Bridge, where the lights are on, and slow on the upper deck as you make your way into the city. Elsewhere, San Lorenzo slow south 880 between 238 and Highway 92. Now, the Capitol Corridor has 32 weekday trains from Sacramento to Oakland, plus increased service between Oakland and San Jose. More service, more trains. Visit CapitolCorridor.org for more info. Routes and fares are subject to change without notice. I'm Michael Rush. Check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website, QuakeRadio.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when... Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight, or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1671. That's 1-800-644-1671. 1-800-644-1671.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD Radio at Crutchfield.com.
Good morning, 7:36, and you're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells, and you know Will and Willie are going to be hosting a big event Wednesday evening. The Progressive Action East Bay event is at the Grand Lake Theater, and it'll be from 7 to 9 p.m. in Oakland, and there'll be Bay Area activists there to help the congressional candidates defeat Republican incumbents Pombo and Doolittle, among others. Jerry McInerney and Charlie Brown have confirm their participation, and Will and Will, you'll be emceeing the event, won't you?
Yeah, and yesterday I was at an event for Democracy Action and Take Back Red California. They had four candidates there, and when you think of it, four is over one quarter of the 15 that the Democrats need to change in order to take over the 110th Congress, at least the House of Representatives. And the candidates were Jerry McInerney. He was there. Also, Bill Durston was there. Charlie Brown wasn't there. He was down in L.A. He was hanging out. Who was he hanging out with, Paul? I can't remember. He was, Jack Murtha. He was down in L.A. hanging out with Jack Murtha. But his wife was there, Jan Brown, who was wonderful. She told this great story. And a woman from who's running in the only district in Nevada that is not in Vegas. Nevada has three districts. Two of them are in Vegas, and one is the rest of the state.
Jill Derby.
Jill Derby is running, and she grew up on the Flapjack Ranch. So she's actually got a shot. But Jan Brown, who's Charlie Brown's wife, told this great story of the Republican congressman from the district that he's running, Doolittle, John Doolittle, was in Iraq to do an inspection tour, and he didn't want to sit in the back of the C-130, so he asked if he could go into the cockpit. So he goes into the cockpit, and it's like an hour, 20-minute flight. So he's sitting behind the co-pilot. You know, there's only four or five seats, jump seats, and the hour and quarter flight ends. And just as he's getting out, Doolittle's getting out, the co-pilot turns around and says, Charlie Brown and his son, me, Jeff, say thank you for flying and thank you for being here. And John Doolittle did not ask the name of the pilot or the co-pilot. He did not ask what they needed to be done to help their lives get better. He did not acknowledge anybody in that pilot. He just sat in that seat for an hour and a half on his flight, his little perfect flight. So it was a great little event. I hope they raised hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, my guess is the reason he didn't say a word, he was scared out of his mind. Now, you know what I really want to say. He was scared.
Yeah. Crapless. Yeah. I think we can say crapless. We can't say the other one. Even though it means exactly the same thing. We can't say
and
it.
He wasn't comfortable until he was back in
That's
the district.
On the ground.
No, in the district. On the ground on Iraq was too dangerous for him. So I can understand how he loses his ability to speak.
And this woman from Nevada, Jill Derby, she was great. She was like a Nevada version of Ann Richards. I mean, she grew up on a ranch. She had all those kind of folksy, you know, countryisms. And so she was wonderful. Jerry McNerney was better than I've ever seen him. I mean, talking to the crowd.
And well, we had him on the station,
yeah,
remember, in the
but
early.
They're all within statistical dead heats of all the candidates. I mean, we're talking, that's four turns in Congress, if that could happen. So what people can do, they can go to either Democracy Action or Take Back Red California and Google them and find out where the websites are and offer some money. Because here in, you know, in San Francisco or the Bay Area, you know, there's some outlying, you know, Contra Costa County and stuff.
I was in there down in on the coast this weekend. I was down in the Monterey area for a few hours, and I was asked repeatedly, tell me the Democrats are going to win, aren't they? And I had to keep answering that they're no better than 50-50 in my view, and simply because I don't get the sense of the groundswell out there, and we don't seem to have a unified Democratic ticket in this state headed in the same direction. I noticed over the weekend where Angelides finally came out against the war, and I do underline the word finally because I had not heard his views on the war. But yesterday he, during the course of a campaign, proceeded to say that he will bring the troops home.
The National Guard.
The National Guard. That he, as the chief, as commander-in-chief.
I don't know if he'll be able to.
No, legally he probably cannot. But that's the first time that I've heard him say anything so bold and so far-reaching and so magical that prompted an immediate response by the campaign on the other side.
Oh, really?
Yes, they immediately said, that's foolish. And see, I think that's the kind of stuff he needs to do.
Distinction.
That's a misstep for them. It seems to me
they
would have gone way out front and been out there. Now, interestingly enough, this morning, I got a note also from the Schwarzenegger campaign that at 9 o'clock this morning, in somewhere down in Southern California in Burbank, he is going to sign a bill that will cause divestment to occur from the Sudan. In other words, companies holding monies of California's pension funds or of the University of California's endowment funds, they will be required, as they were in the anti-apartheid proceedings back in the 80s, to suddenly start divesting from the Sudan. That is a bold, bold step. I think it may be one of the first in the nation just as it was when apartheid was attacked by us.
And CalPERS was the first to do that, wasn't
it? CalPERS was the first. UC was the second. And he's going the same route. A bill has been passed, co-authored by a Republican and a Democrat. Not much press, not much publicity about it, but he is certainly moving quickly. But I'm surprised that he would not have already taken Bush on for the war. That may be a mistake.
Well, that might be a leg up for Phil Angelides. That would be pleasant to see, because right now the Republicans are moving money down ticket.
Well, and that down ticket is showing up in television commercials and radio commercials.
McClintock?
For an example, Pochigian, the candidate for the Attorney General.
Against the Jerry Brown.
It's reported in the papers today that the two of them have begun to attack each other. They report that Pochigian is portraying Jerry Brown as some kind of a left-wing liberal. And Jerry is portraying...
Something about Jessica's Law, I think, because that's such a... fractious, that's such a wedge issue. I mean, you don't feel two ways about child molestation. It's hard to defend child molestation.
And then Pochigian is saying, and Brown is saying, that he is an extremist, a right-winger, and that he's for the war in Iraq, and that he's part of the Bush team.
Oh, I haven't seen the Jerry Brown commercial.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's got at least three or four of them that are in that vein. Not one of them is talking about Jerry Brown at all. They talk negative about his opponent. His opponent has a problem, though. He can't just rely upon attacks on Jerry Brown, because there aren't 10 people in this state
don't know who he is.
No, Pochigian is.
Oh, that's true.
You know, they think that's a new thing that calls spinach a little bad.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And one of the big stories this morning is Clinton standing up to Chris Wallace on Fox TV. And we have another one of the clips from that right now.
Not only that, but it'll also be the subject of today's Burst of Durst.
In the next segment.
And you came here under false pretenses and said that you'd spend half the time talking about, you said you'd spend half the time talking about what we did out there to raise $7 billion plus in 3 days from 215 different commitments. And you don't care.
President Clinton, if you look at the questions here, you'll see half the questions about that. I didn't think this was going to set you off on such a tear.
You launched it. It set off on a tear because you didn't formulate it in an honest way, and because you people ask me questions, you don't ask the other side.
Set me off on a tear.
I'm telling you, it's too bad we don't have Clinton full time.
We gotta bottle that.
We should have him full time. Can you imagine him looking Santori in the eyes? His talking directly to Bush. Can you imagine how he would mock Bush?
I miss my bill. I want my bill back.
Well, you'll get your Burst of Durst in the next segment, Will. And we'll also talk about the report that's out that the Iraq war fuels Islamic terrorism. That's an intelligence report that was in April. It was completed in April, just hitting the news now.
Except Bill, the head of the Senate, says, I haven't read it. This is the first I've heard about it.
First he's heard about it. 7:46, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
You got that little smirk on your face, and you think you're so clever. But I had responsibility for trying to protect this country. I tried, and I failed to get Bin Laden. I regret it, but I did try.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Michael Rush. This report brought to you by the Capitol Corridor. Troubles right now in the South Bay with some slow traffic getting through North 101 into San Jose, and then again it will slow North 101 approaching Highway 237 in Sunnyvale. Elsewhere, some good news for the Antioch Bridge. All the lanes have been reopened in both directions. Unfortunately, traffic still slow because of that earlier major injury accident. In Oakland, West 80 slow from the 880 overcrossing as you make your way towards the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, and then it's slow for good measure on the upper deck as you head for the city. Now the Capitol Corridor has 32 weekday trains from Sacramento to Oakland, plus increased service between Oakland and San Jose. More service, more trains. Visit CapitalCorridor.org for more info. Routes and fares are subject to change without notice. I'm Michael Rush. Check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit QuakeRadio.com.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flame, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-322-5130. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-322-5130. That's 800-322-5130.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against this disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at crutchfield.com.
Morning, 751, and you're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Your calls at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. And you can go to quakeradio.com. Scroll down to the Contact Us button. Click Email Will and Willie. Willie Brown, Will Durst, one of the big stories this morning. The report, the intelligence report that says that the war in Iraq is fueling the Islamic problems that we're having.
You're right, Paul. It's an assessment by America's 16 intelligence agencies, and it found that the war in Iraq, rather than stemming the growth of terrorism, had spread its, had fueled its spread across the globe. The estimate was completed in April, and it's the first formal review of global terrorism by the United States since the war began.
You know, it's a classified report. Jane Harman yesterday on the news channel said that she couldn't discuss the details of the report. Jane Harman is the ranking Democrat from Southern California on the House Intelligence Committee. She said, however, I will quote the analysts who have looked at the report and who have published their comments. And then she proceeded to do just that. Then on the other hand, on Meet the Press, Bill Frist, the head of the Senate, Republican leader of the Senate, senator from Tennessee, when asked the question, oh, no, I haven't read it. No, I'm not familiar with it. No.
Although he had not read the estimate, could not comment on a classified document. Iraq was only one front in a global battle against terrorism. We got to win this war on terror, whatever it is.
That's the Republican line, and they repeat that over and over and over again. Almost every Republican who defends the current administration says exactly that. They resort to the business of, it's a matter of American safety. We're talking about protection.
So all Democrats got to do is repeat the line, it has fueled terrorism. According to the government's own report, it has fueled terrorism rather than stifled it.
And they should proceed to say that's the best evidence of how incompetent the Republican leadership has really been. And this is not about whether you elect me or not. It's about whether you continue an incompetent employee, an incompetent person you've trusted with your safety and your security. Do you feel safer today than you did yesterday, the day before that? I think all Americans would have to answer that question, even the right-wingers. My guess is even the cat who thinks Lucifer, Jerry Falwell,
yeah,
who thinks Lucifer is more acceptable than Hillary, would have to say that, of course not, we're not safer now. We're not safer for a whole lot of reasons, and most of those reasons are the ineptness of the administration in handling it, and that's what should be said.
I really worry about Jerry Falwell. He's the guy who also thought that a purple Teletubby was a homosexual recruiter.
And just think of what he must think about Tickle Me Elmo, a new version of Tickle Me Elmo.
I saw them both in the Folsom Street Fair.
Oh, yeah, yesterday.
Yeah.
What a mess that was.
Oh, traffic-wise.
Oh.
I didn't get to go to the fair, but I got, you know, because when you go to the fair is on that certain, you know, what was it, 7 through 11?
7 through 11, and it's all blocked off.
Folsom, but it bleeds off into other streets, and we were on, what were we on? We were on Bryant. We were on, like, 7th and Bryant. So, you see, and I forgot that it was Folsom Street Fair. And then I'm driving down the street, stopped at a light, and I see these two people, and they're dressed in buttless chaps with suspenders. And I went, what the? Oh, Folsom Street Fair. And you just forget about it. You know?
I was talking to the cab driver this morning. He was bringing me in, and he said that all the cabs had to be taken and cleaned out last night on the back seat that worked the Folsom Street Fair.
A lot of sweat.
Yeah, because people get on there with nothing on,
yeah,
and sitting on the seats and carrying on.
A lot of sweat.
So, San Francisco was at its best yesterday, Will. We also had the Blues Festival.
I missed the Little Blues
Richards
Festival.
Was out at
always wanted to go there.
The
I Meadows. Still haven't been there.
Yes, out at the Meadows. And the 49ers.
Tony Ryan went on Saturday.
And, of course, the 49ers were playing a football game.
And you went to the game yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't mention it.
I thought they were going to win.
Well, I thought they were going to win, too, until I realized that the coach doesn't have a whole lot of confidence in his team under certain conditions, in certain circumstances.
You're talking about when he took a kneel down and decided to punt with 4th and inches on the 40-yard line.
Fans don't like that.
And 50 seconds to go.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I know we've got our feature right now, as we usually do, 7:56 on this Monday morning. And it's time to do a burst of Durst.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And it's sponsored by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your
Thank
turn.
You, Paul. Well, of course, we've been talking about the incendiary appearance of the 42nd president on Fox News yesterday morning. And let me say just one thing about Bill Clinton. I love you. Please don't ever, ever leave us again. And I should address Chris Wallace's performance on Fox News. But come on, I mean, it's Fox News. It's the ultimate oxymoron. Like saying the Michael Jackson Daycare Center or the George W. Bush Mensa application, the Democratic Leadership Council, Stephen Hawking's super secret scuba tips, Mattel's Al Gore action figure set, ABBA's greatest hits,
The Humboldt County School of Fashion Design. Kate Moss's Guide to Memphis Barbecue. Willie Brown's Designer Label Jeans. Michael Brown Emergency Management Consultant Service. George W. Bush Foreign Policy. Motel 6 Presidential Suite. North Korean Ministry of Fun. The Dick Cheney School of Caring. Keith Richards Tree Climbing Seminar. The KKK Diversity Scholarship. Louis Farrakhan's Live from Branson, Missouri for the annual Line Dancing Marathon. M&M's Marriage Counseling. McDonald's Nutrition Chart. Applebee's Prefix Menu. North Dakota Banana Growers Association. The Medicare Prescription Plan. Keanu Reeves Summer Shakespeare Camp. Lodi, California Luxury Resort Guide. Courtney Love Finishing School for Young Ladies. Sacramento After Hours Entertainment Guide. Woody Allen Adoption Placement Service. www.amish.com. Or, finally, Larry King Live.
All right.
And that's your birth to dirt. I got a lot in there.
Yes, you did.
I like the diversity, the KKK diversity.
KKK diversity scholarship.
Oh, boy, that tickles. That tickles.
Paul, quit poking the
puppet. Oh, boy, that tickles.
Quit tickling me, M.O.
You're poking the puppet.
Poking the okay, euphemisms for 100, Alex. Okay. In our next hour, we'll speak to Steve Sentee. He's the creator of O'Reilly-Sucks.com. And Big Ed Schultz will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm sure there's a lot on his plate for his live show from noon to 3, Monday through Friday. And, of course, today on 960 The Quake, Debbie Durst will do the final 10th player report. And that's all happening, keeping it real here on 960 The Quake.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
This is 960 The Quake. CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. This could affect tens of millions of smokers. A New York federal judge grants class action status to a lawsuit that accuses tobacco companies of using smoke and mirrors to convince people their light cigarettes were safer than the regular kind. Attorney David Frank, who reports for the Massachusetts Lawyers Weekly, says this development takes away the built-in advantage of the big tobacco companies.
One of the advantages they have is that they have the big pockets. They can, in essence, outspend a small plaintiff in a case. But when you have class action status, you've got a lot of people that are now together.
This tobacco case could amount to $200 billion. The government says if you buy liquids and gels at secure locations at airports, you'll be allowed to carry them aboard planes. They were banned from carry-ons last month because of the alleged plot to bomb planes over the Atlantic. President of the Air Travelers Association, David Stempler, welcomes the news.
It had been frustrating for many since they had to dispose of very expensive items and not be able to have them at their destination. So this is a great relief for those passengers.
Diplomats from Muslim countries met with the Pope today. He's been trying to patch things up with Muslims after they took offense at some things he said in a recent speech. The 1st Brigade of the Army's 1st Armored Division in the Ramadi, Iraq area will have to stay beyond its current tour of duty for a few weeks at least. CNN's Barbara Starr at the Pentagon explains why.
The 3rd Infantry Division in Fort Stewart, Georgia, was scheduled to come in right behind them. But the 3rd Infantry Division hasn't had its 12 months back at home. And the Army wants to give those soldiers the full 12 months back at home with their families.
This extended tour for those members of the 1st Armored will affect some 4,000 soldiers. The latest Lundberg survey shows gas prices nationwide have dropped to a nationwide average of $2.42 a gallon now. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. and everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-622-2170. That's 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
960, The Quake.
Is your home mortgage interest rate higher than 5.9%? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge with Benchmark Lending. And whether you're purchasing a new home or considering refinancing your existing home, we've got a brand new fixed rate at 5.9%. Hey, if we can't save you at least $150 a month, we won't bother. But if we can, we'll do it right now. You invest a couple minutes of your time, and we'll run the numbers. There's no selling here. Either we can save you money or we can't. Even if you've been turned down everywhere else, don't hesitate to call us because we specialize in bad credit. And whether your loan's $100,000 or $600,000, it's still 5.9%. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call us at 1-800-680-4000.
Click on the logo below to chat online with a loan officer or fill out an online application in seconds. Loans made or arranged pursuant to a finance lender's license. APR 6.37%. All loans subject to approval. Equal housing lender.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
You know what the good life is like because you dream about it every day. You dream about the bigger house and the luxury car, maybe traveling around the world, but you wake up and find you're still in the same old job, working for the same old pay, week in and week out. But what if I can show you how to make your fortune investing in real estate, even if you've never done it before? Come on, you say, it takes money to get started. And you're right, but it doesn't have to be your money. In fact, I bought my first property at age 17 without a penny to my name, and I've been making millions ever since. Hi, I'm Dolph DeRoos, and I'm inviting you to see what the good life is really like. I'd like to send you a powerful free tape that will show you how you can get started earning the kind of money you really want so you can become rich, very rich. Now I'm going to give you a number that you need to call for my free tape. Are you ready? It's 1-800-600-1738. Stop dreaming about the good life and start living it. That's 1-800-600-1738. 1-800-600-1738.
When I failed, I left a comprehensive anti-terror strategy and the best guy in the country, Dick Clark, who got demoted.
806, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning on this Monday. Big news over the weekend. Bill Clinton standing up to Chris Wallace on Fox TV on his efforts to kill Osama bin Laden, to fight al-Qaeda, and the report was left on the desk as he went out the door as president. I'm Paul Wells, sitting in today for John Scott, who's got a few days off with Willie Brown and Will Durst. Your calls at 866-960-5753. What do you think has been stated by President Clinton? Is this a positive event? Is it being painted by the right-wing media as an outburst, as a meltdown? as an over-the-top response?
You know, they on the 911, the Path to 911 movie on ABC, they took him out for that, too. They made him look weak and vacillating, and he didn't want to do anything. And we all know that he dropped the paper on Bush's desk, said, this is the guy to worry about. And they said, no, we're going to take out Saddam Hussein. We're going to worry. They paid no attention to Osama. They worried about Saddam Hussein. As soon as Osama hit us on 911, they paid no attention to Osama. And they focused on Saddam Hussein. And the American public can't see the difference.
You got that little smirk on your face. Do you think you're so clever?
You got to love Bill Clinton. He is as street as he's ever been. In spite of his incredible achievements, his superior intellect, he absolutely will level with you, straight looking you straight in the eye. You got the little smirk on your face. He wasn't even thinking political when he's talking to the guy, because you would ordinarily not say that to someone like that. But, you know, on the shows, his was the only one that was really creative. The other shows were all kind of on top of each other. You had John McCain, who I'm getting sick and tired of seeing, with his piousness and his constant repetition of what this country is supposed to be about, and his willingness to abide with the current Bush administration on things like Iraq. You had him on Bob Schieffer.
And they're not going to give him the nomination either.
Yes. And then they had George Stephanopoulos did a little bit of a debate between young Mr. Kane, Jr., in New Jersey, and Menendez there, who's running for re-election to the U.S. Senate. And he read, I thought it was a good job that he did. He talked about how the attack...
Melendez?
Yeah.
The Democrat?
Yeah, but it was George who did the good job.
Oh.
He had the report from the various objective news organizations questioning whether or not the attacks on the senator were in fact based in facts.
Oh.
And he confronted the candidate about that, and young Mr. Kane absolutely took a powder. He would never go straight on the issues. He'd say, well, it's just a pattern. It's just a pattern. I'm trying to show the pattern that this guy engages in, not what the actual facts are. But George said, but you're actually using what is considered to be flawed information, deliberately misinterpreted in order to establish what you say is the pattern. How do you respond to that? I'm concerned about integrity in this nation. I'm concerned about anyone, one after another, on that score. And so it seems to me the callers would be interested in commenting, at least on the Clinton issue, because it was a terrible weekend for any enlightenment news-wise.
Well, let's go to the phones. Let's see what people have to say at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. You can also go to the Contact Us button at quakeradio.com and click Email Will and Willie and join in the conversation that way. No stranger to our airwaves here at 810 on 960 The Quake. It's Roger in San Francisco. Good morning. You're on with Will and Willie.
Yes, good morning. I saw the interview myself, and his reaction was totally appropriate. I think what they wanted to do was do a hit piece, and they forgot how intelligent this man is. And, you know, I'm quite surprised he even went on that station.
So used to dealing with Bush.
Right. You know, it's just...
Well, keep in mind, he said he was misled. He said that they told him they wanted to talk about his efforts, his initiatives.
Global initiative.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And he said, that's why you said you had me here. You wanted to know how I was able to get 215 or so pledges totaling some $7 billion, etc. That's what you said. You obviously had a different agenda.
Right. And, you know, that is the core of this. The conservatives have an agenda. What they want to do now is try to keep control of Congress and the Senate. If they're successful, we're going to have another years of this mess we have now in Washington.
Well, I got news for you. I think that they are doing exactly what they intend to do at the moment, because we can't get around to extensive dialogue about all the mistakes that they've made, all the screw-ups they've engaged in, all the lives that they've cost,
because
all the resources
they're steering the discussions.
That's right. They are steering the discussions to things like Bill Clinton and 9/11. How could you even say that in the same breath? But Karl Rove is so clever. He is so incredibly superior to almost every other person in the war zone of politics that he's able to twist it, and he has Democrats defending themselves rather than Republicans, the real actors.
You know, Willie, what they don't have, and this is not a super compliment to you, they don't have your intelligence. You know, you made a statement last week on the air that I think is totally right on.
Wait a minute, Roger, what do you mean this is not a super compliment to you?
Well, it's
keep talking, Roger. Don't let Will interrupt you.
I just admire Willie's ability to understand politics and the nuance of it. He said something last week that is right on target. He said the Democrats have to keep the message simple. And that is really the core of it. If you just keep your message simple, don't try to argue every issue with them. Just keep the point. So if you say, do you want another 8 years, what you just had? Do you want this country to go down the tubes more than it already has? And I think it'll resonate with people. But if you try to outside them, you're not going to be successful. They're appealing to a very base, very evil side of human nature. And that's why they've been successful.
And that's why Clinton's response to Chris Wallace was so good yesterday.
Because you're right.
He went right for the throat. I mean, he frightened Chris Wallace.
That's right. It was just a simple counterattack. And
it was.
And it was just great. Well, again, I want to thank you guys.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
You know, I don't understand. Excuse me. This is Will Durst with Willie Brown here and Keeping It Real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. And, of course, Paul Wells is keeping us on track. What I don't understand, Mr. Brown, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Speaker, what I don't understand is why more Democrats don't ask you, don't talk to you, don't ask to be mentored by you, don't sit at your feet and soak in the way. And I'm sucking up because we're on the show together, and in case you go somewhere else, I want to make sure that I'm going with you, so I'll be your little toady right here. But I really don't understand why more people don't come and take your advice. I mean, if Phil Angelides had started taking your advice after the primary, June 6th, right now, I think he'd be ahead. Are they afraid of taking advice?
Well, I think that I was trained by the best. Phil Burton and Jess Unruh were the two people who I had an opportunity to observe as I involved myself in the world of politics. And it was always clear that you got to stand for something, you got to be prepared to fight for it, and you got to do so that you can walk the streets with the people you're asking to vote for you. Our Democrats don't want to walk the streets with the people. They simply want their vote. And that's a bad thing, Will.
It's in the mentoring, as proved by Willie Brown. And it's a pleasure to serve with you here, Will and Willie, on 960
yes,
The Quake.
Yes, sir. We're just soldiers of Willie Brown.
Yes. We all know Bill O'Reilly invited al-Qaeda to attack San Francisco and destroy Coit Tower in retaliation for this and so many other sins. Our guest in the next segment is Steve Santee. He created BillO'ReillySucks.com. Stay with us. We've got some news, a quick traffic, and we'll keep it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
How can you possibly take exception with the motivation and the position of someone like Cindy Sheehan?
Because I believe she's run by far-left elements in this country. I feel bad for the woman.
Have you lost family members in armed conflict?
No, I have not.
Well, then you can hardly speak for her, can you?
I'm not speaking for her.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Good morning. I'm Michael Rush. This report brought to you this time around by Mancini's Sleep World. San Francisco traffic northbound 280, very slow on the extension right now. 6th and 4th and King all backed up right now. Bay Bridge isn't much better. You're slow from The 880 overcrossing, the metering lights, they are on, and it's going to be slow on the upper deck as you make your way into the city right now. Some heavy traffic as well in Antioch, westbound 4 between A Street and Summersville Road. Westbound 580 slow down the Altamont Pass as you head into the Livermore Valley. When was the last time you had a great night's sleep? Well, now you can live life and rest easy during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. They'll beat anyone's advertised price by 10% or your mattress is free. Call 1-800-64-SLEEP. I'm Michael Rush. Check real-time local traffic anytime. All you have to do, just visit our website, quakeradio.com.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-622-2170. That's 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
If you haven't checked out the 2006 Z4 Roadster at BMW Concord, now is the time. You'll love Z4's incredible power and handling. You go from a roof over your head to nothing but sunshine in less than 15 seconds. And with the optional windscreen, you can even have a normal conversation with the top down. And the best part, for a limited time, BMW Concord is offering $1,000 off a 2006 Z4, but only at StreamingBMW.com. To take advantage of this spectacular offer, go to StreamingBMW.com.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against the disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to Cure Breast Cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Every step we take brings us closer to a cure for the second leading cause of cancer death among women. You can do your part by walking with us on October 14th at Justin Herman Plaza in San Francisco. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Help a good cause and get in shape at the same time. In observance of Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October, A Safe Place, Oakland's only shelter for battered women and their children, is sponsoring the 5th annual Walk Against Domestic Violence on Saturday, October 14, 2006, at Lake Merritt in Oakland. Join us for a fun-filled day with food, music, children's activities, and exciting raffle prizes. Sign-in begins at 7:30 a.m. and the walk begins at 8. Register online at asafeplacedvs.org or call 510-986-8600 for more information. Walk with us and show your support.
How can you possibly take exception with the motivation and the position of someone like Cindy Sheehan?
Because I believe she's run by far left elements in this country. I feel bad for the woman.
Have you lost family members in armed conflict?
No, I have not.
Well, then you can hardly speak for her, can you?
Right. I'm not speaking for her. The FBI came in and warned me and a few other people at Fox News that Al-Qaeda had us on a death list.
I'm disturbed. I'm depressed. I'm inadequate. I got it all.
The words of Bill O'Reilly right there and his appearance on David Letterman. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Thank you for tuning in. 8:21 on this Monday morning on 960 The Quake. And I'm Paul Wells. John Scott has a few days off, and so I've come out of the executive producer chair to sit in with Will and Willie. And we have a guest right now who was so inspired by Bill O'Reilly that he started his own website dedicated to him. And it's called BillO'ReillySucks.com. There is a dash between the O'Reilly. It's O'Reilly-Sucks.com. His name is Steve Santini. He's familiar with you, Will Durst.
Steve, welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
How are you doing?
Beat. It's Monday, but I'm brightening up. I just got my cappuccino along with Mayor Brown, who got his. Say hello to Mayor Willie Brown.
Hello, hello Mayor.
Hello, mister. How are you?
Pretty good.
No, you say Riley sucks? Well, what's it all about?
Just started it in 2001 because O'Reilly's putting out all this right-wing propaganda under the disguise of being an independent.
You started it 16 days before 9/11.
August of 2001.
Yeah. Did it change at all in the first couple of months?
Not really. Just, sort of. I added a lot of different things. I started doing surveys of his show and adding extra things.
Do you find O'Reilly to be, his performances to be fraught with the absence of facts and mostly rooted totally to opinion?
Yeah, polite way of saying, does he lie a lot?
What do you find?
Almost all lies. I mean, almost nothing he says is the truth. He puts his spin on everything, so it's his biased opinion. He misrepresents the facts. He misreports the facts.
He's been on our show, you know. He's been on call a couple of times. I have appeared on his show.
Yeah, I've seen you on there.
And I find him far more dedicated to entertaining than anything else.
Yeah, he really don't put out much news. It's more like a biased, partisan, right-wing opinion of news or court cases or whatever he's talking about.
Even though he calls it the no-spin zone, our guest is Steve Senti, and he started www.oreilly-sucks.com, but he never said what O'Reilly sucks.
What's that?
But you never mentioned what the object is that O'Reilly does suck.
Well, just because of all the lies he puts out and all the right-wing propaganda, if he would just admit that he's a Republican.
Now, what's your site like, Steve? What do you got on it? Do you have excerpts?
I have a lot of transcripts, and I have a message board forum where I use it sort of like a blog, and I do daily updates usually of what he reported the night before, and there's a lot of transcripts, and there's, you know, like 700 members, and they post things. And
do they post audio clips?
And then people talk about it. Not many audio clips, mostly just transcripts and then quotes from things he said on the show.
Has he ever contacted your website?
Yeah, his attorney sent me a letter a couple of years ago threatening to shut me down if I tried to sell advertising on the website.
Aha. Uh-huh.
They tried to claim that I was illegally using his name and it was copyrighted. That was kind of funny, I thought.
And did your lawyer respond by saying, O'Reilly sucks?
Well, I didn't have an attorney at the time.
Call me next time.
Really?
I'm a lawyer. Call me next time.
I did talk to an attorney at Public Citizen, the Ralph Nader Group.
Right.
And he said they had no case, and if they ever did actually sue me, he'd represent me.
He's much better lawyer than I am, so stick with him. He's a real lawyer.
And Steve, that no spin zone should be the all spin zone, because there is no spin. And he does let Republicans on there to maybe put out no spin, but if you're a Democrat, he don't let you do anything.
Did you watch?
Get a word in.
Steve, did you watch Bill Clinton with Chris Wallace at all yesterday?
What's that?
Did you watch Bill Clinton and Chris Wallace yesterday?
I read the transcript of it. I didn't see it, but it was. I read the transcript.
Has O'Reilly commented on it yet, to your knowledge?
Did he do what?
Has O'Reilly commented on that incident?
No.
Yet? Not yet.
No, he usually ignores anything that like that. He might say something about it, but he'll put a total right-wing spin on it if he does.
And you
heard what Drudge said. Drudge said that Clinton was full of purple-faced rage, I think, was the spin that they put on it.
I didn't see what Drudge said, but I heard Fox was billing it as Clinton was crazed.
Right. They actually had a psychologist on saying, "No, is this man crazy?"
Yeah, they were questioning.
When you tell the truth about a Republican, you're crazed.
That's how far we've
gotten. Fox News host. Same thing.
Steve Senti is our guest. He is the webmaster of O'ReillySucks.com. And are you a Democrat? Or are you? What are you politically?
I'm registered as an independent. I voted for Nader in 2000.
Uh-huh, you're one of those.
But Illinois went to Gore. That's where I'm from. So my vote really didn't affect the election any because our state went to Gore.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Illinois and California and New York were the three safe states.
Did you guys see the six-month study I did? In the forum, I have a forum where I studied all the left-to-right attacks on the O'Reilly factor for 6 months.
No. What?
Tell us about it.
We're on your site right now, O'Reilly.
It's in the forums. It's called the Left to Right Imbalance Forum. I watched the O'Reilly Factor every night for 6 months straight, and I counted all the attacks against left-leaning persons or groups, and I counted all the attacks against right-leaning persons or groups. In that 6 months, there was about 250 attacks on left-leaning persons or groups, and 7 on Republicans.
Well, there you go. That's fair and balanced. Steve Senti, thank you for joining us this morning on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. He's the creator of O'Reilly-Sucks.com, and you can visit the website and check out the hate mail, among other things that he gets
there. Yeah, the hate mail is really good if you want to see some retarded people that can't spell or form sentences.
Let me tell you, though, that I'm sitting here, I'm in awe of your ability to listen to O'Reilly for six consecutive months.
It was tough.
You should get the Medal of Honor.
That's right.
I was thinking about checking into psychological help.
Steve Senti, thanks for joining us. We'll check out your site, and we'll hope that you keep checking in with us here, Keeping It Real at 960 The Quake.
And your calls in the next segment, 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. You can also join in the conversation by going to quakeradio.com. And you go to the Contact Us button, scroll down, click Email Will and Willie when you get there. And let us know what your thoughts are on the news of the day with Bill O'Reilly in that segment. What do you think about Bill O'Reilly? Let us know, 866-960-5753. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Monday on the Ed Schultz Show, we are counting the days to the November midterms. DNC Chair Howard Dean joins us to talk strategy over the final weeks of the campaigns. It's all coming up with your calls and more news Monday on the Ed Schultz Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. If you buy liquids and gels at the airport after you've cleared security, you will be able to take them aboard.
A total ban is no longer needed from a security point of view.
Kip Hawley of the Transportation Security Administration says the government's relaxing those rules effective tomorrow. About 4,000 soldiers in the Army's 1st Brigade, 1st Armored Division in Iraq will have to stay a few weeks longer than expected. They have to wait for their replacements, who are still on their scheduled 12-month leave. A federal judge rules that millions of smokers who bought light cigarettes can join a class action lawsuit against Big Tobacco. The suit accuses tobacco companies of misleading smokers about the safety of those cigarettes. Existing home sales fell last month by 0.5%, and the median prices were down from last year at the same time. Parts of the Midwest and South are cleaning up today after weekend storms killed 12 people, most of them in Kentucky. One person is still missing. This is CNN Radio. They've brought out some serious firepower to fight a serious fire in Southern California. It's burned more than 130,000 acres in the Los Padres National Forest. Matt Streck of the State Forestry Department says they're using a converted DC-10 airliner, which, in just one pass, can drop 10 times the amount of fire retardant as the typical air tanker.
The Santa Ana wind stopped today. We were able to get our aircraft into this area, and the DC-10 has made a series of 4 or 5 drops so far today. 12,000 gallons each. It's a very, very effective tool for our ground firefighters.
And last word, that fire is about 40% contained. The governor calls it one of the largest wildfires in recent California history. A bus company goes to trial in Texas today over a fire last year that killed 23 nursing home residents who were being evacuated ahead of Hurricane Rita. The head of the company is facing prison and fines if convicted of charges of falsifying records and failing to inspect the buses. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Michael Rush. This report brought to you this time around by the Hyundai Challenge. We'll start this time around with a BART delay of 15 minutes from San Francisco to the East Bay because of an earlier train with mechanical problems. That has now been cleared from the tracks, but 10 to 15 minute delays from San Francisco to the East Bay. On the East Shore Freeway, West 80 slow from at least the Carquinez Bridge all the way down into the MacArthur Maze, and then you'll see a backup from the 880 overcrossing as you make your way to the Baybridge Toll Plaza. Northbound 101, slow getting into the city from Cesar Chavez Street all the way to the lower deck of your Baybridge. And northbound 280 isn't much better. That's slow from 101 all the way to 6th and 4th and King. Hyundai, where the Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, inviting people to challenge the status quo and to see how the Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to your Hyundai dealer or visit HyundaiChallenge.com today. I'm Michael Rush. Check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit QuakeRadio.com.
Attention Bay Area residents, announcing West Coast Green, the nation's largest residential green building conference and expo, September 28th through 30th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco. From carpeting a room to building a whole new residence, you're sure to find something inspiring. Hear Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as keynote speaker. See over 250 exhibitors of sustainable building materials and services. Talk with green builders in the reverse job fair. For more information, go to westcoastgreen.com. That's westcoastgreen.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and there's a bonus. If you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-440-1558. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-440-1558. That's 1-800-440-1558.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Oh, beautiful for
Will it still be beautiful for them when they grow up? Hi, Willard Scott, and protecting the beauty of America has been a tradition in my family for many years. But America needs your help, too, and that's why I hope you'll choose
America the Beautiful Fund
in the federal combined campaign. The fund distributes free seeds and bulbs to grow food for the hungry and beautify communities all across America. For more information, you can visit our website,
freeseeds.us,
CFC number 1204.
Thank you.
The new fall
football season is on, and the Al Franken Show is now on live right after Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
This guard is overstretched, stretched thin. They're doing double tours of duty. They need to come home from Iraq. I'm going to walk the halls of Congress, and I will go to court if necessary, because these guard units belong here at home. They don't belong in Bush's failed war in Iraq. From day one, Governor Schwarzenegger has stood with George Bush on the failed Iraq war policy. And when I'm governor of California, I'm going to stand up for Californians and for the California National Guard. Bring these troops home to their families.
Bill Angelides, candidate for governor on the Democratic side right there. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, 837 on this Monday morning. That was one of the things that we've covered, along with having Pat Buchanan as a guest. His new book is called State of Emergency, subtitled The Third World Invasion and Conquest of America. We also had some emails at quakeradio.com.
When I asked him how he could build a 2,000-mile-long fence on the Mexican border without using Mexican labor.
He didn't get the joke, but Rob, one of our listeners, sent this email on a point of view here. Poor Americans are ready to work, but the government in IRS is not arresting illegal laborers who cause Americans to be unemployed. Go check out Labor Ready at 26th and Mission in San Francisco at 5 a.m. Social Security card bearing United States citizens are lined up all the way to the corner waiting for the place to open. Go around the corner, look across the street at the paint store parking lot. By 8 a.m., you can count at least 60 illegals walking up Cesar Chavez, and you'll see gangs of illegals hanging out like hookers waiting for work. Go back to Labor Ready at 11 a.m., and the office is still packed with people who want to work who are American citizens. And that's his point of view expressed in an email by going to quakeradio.com, the Contact Us button, and clicking Email Will and Willie. One of the many listeners that have been with us on the conversation that we had, and right now we have a caller on another topic we've been talking about, Chris Wallace's interview with Bill Clinton. Ravi in Danville, good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning, Ravi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, oh, by the way, Mr. Brown, I saw you in San Francisco one time when I was hanging out with friends, and that was the highlight of that night.
Were you in North Beach?
I guess you can tell it was a pretty boring night, too. But
you're on your job. Go right ahead, my man.
I just wanted to say about that Chris Wallace interview. I know it's a morning show, but Bill Clinton kicked ass.
He did. I'm telling you, and I'm glad to hear you say that. I was jumping up and down as if the 49ers had scored a touchdown.
I know. It just felt like a great relief from my chest. He finally let it out. And Chris Wallace just had to stand there and smirk, and wow, it was just great.
Well, tell your friends, though. Will Durst knows where you can see it, even though he didn't see it live. He saw it later on. Where'd you see it, Will?
Yeah, you can go to YouTube for all those people out there. Go to YouTube.com and then just hit Bill Clinton in the search, and there's three parts to the interview. First part is about 9 minutes 20 seconds long, and then once you're done with that, it'll lead you to part two and part three. So part two is where it really gets interesting.
Yeah, I was saying that the worst thing, I mean, this would only help the Dems politically. I think this would be great if Fox News is kind of in a conundrum. They have to keep showing because it's great ratings, but for Republicans politically, it's not a good thing. Because people will be watching this and will be thinking of the good times. They're going to see actual Democratic initiatives that are taking place when a guy with the actual balls had, you know, power.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think it energizes the Democratic base like no one else has excited or energized the Democratic base in a long time.
And I think other Democratic candidates should jump on the same bandwagon and say, yes, that's right. These guys screwed up.
Yeah, it just brings people back to the glory days and reminds them, why do we hate this guy again? I mean, seriously, this guy actually, pound for pound, is a much better president than President Bush is today.
Pound for pound, hell, ounce for pound.
Thank you, Ravi in Danville, for joining the conversation at 866-960-5753. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We have one of those clips from the Chris Wallace interview with Bill Clinton right now.
I actually talked to the 9/11 Commission for 4 hours, Chris, and I told them the mistakes I thought I made, and I urged them to make those mistakes public, because I thought none of us had been perfect. But instead of anybody talking about those things, I always get these clever little political deals where they ask me one set of questions and the other guys another set. And it always comes from one source.
You. Fox News. That's where it comes from.
Bill Clinton is so smart. You see how carefully he lined that up? And he said they asked me one set of questions and another guy and other guys and the other people a second set of questions. That's like giving the bar exam to blacks in Mississippi. Really? No black could ever pass the bar exam. And you know why? It was for blacks only.
You got that little smirk on your face. Do you think you're so
funny? Go, Bill. Go, boy.
You'll never be able to look at Chris Wallace again without going, look at him, smirk. That's just his normal face. Yeah. He's always smirking.
I love
no it. One knew Al-Qaeda existed then. And
but did they know in 1996 when he declared war in the U.S.? Did they know in 1998
when
he bombed the two embassies? Did they know in 2000 when he hit the pole?
What did I do? I worked hard to try to kill him. I authorized the finding to see how to kill him. We contracted with people to kill him. I got closer to killing him than anybody's gotten since. And if I were still president, we'd have more than 20,000 troops here trying to kill him.
Have you ever in life heard any president up front say, hey, I put a contract out on him, and believe me, I didn't get him, I'd have 20,000 people looking for him now, my job would be to kill him. I mean, can you imagine your president having
cojones
to run out there?
We can't say balls, but we can say a bunch of other things that are really close to it.
Oh, man. And he was looking him straight in the eye. There was no blinking. And he had that thing at right
hand. Did you love it when he took his finger and he started tapping his clipboard?
Yeah.
Like he wanted to go all the way through that clipboard and grab him?
You pay attention to me, yeah. You little smirker.
Yeah.
He was ready for him.
And Chris Wallace tried. Well, they knew later on. He said, no, I'm talking about the first year. No one had ever heard of Al-Qaeda. He said, of course you'd heard of him later on. And that's when I tried to kill him. Oh, push, go!
So, you did Fox's bidding on this show. You did your nice little conservative hit job on me. What I want to know is...
That's a legitimate question?
No, it was a perfectly legitimate question, but I want to know how many people in the Bush administration you asked this question of. I want to know how many people in the Bush administration you asked, why didn't you do anything about the coal? I want to know how many people you asked, why did you fire Dick Clark? I want to know how many people you asked...
Did you ever watch Fox News Sunday, sir?
I don't believe you asked them that.
We asked plenty of questions.
You didn't ask that, did you?
We asked plenty of questions. Yeah, but you didn't ask that one.
He nailed him. Because Chris could not point out any time or any place they've ever asked either one of the questions that Bill Clinton put to him. So he resorted to what you saw.
We asked plenty of questions.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. As a matter of fact, U.S. Senate candidates yesterday were resorting to the same kind of pablum as they responded.
We asked plenty of questions. Yeah, like the question they asked, sir, does your belief in God help you through these trying times? Yeah, that's a tough question. Yeah. Yeah, like Jeff Gannon asked questions. Yeah.
So Chris Wallace got nailed. And then I think I said earlier in the show that... on ABC, George Stephanopoulos, George Will actually gave the analysis of what's wrong with George Allen. In detail, he talked about how Allen would implode were he a candidate for national office, because you know that the pressure running for national office is far greater than the pressure running for just a U.S. Senate seat. And that the results would obviously be unacceptable. And then finally, over in Hawaii, how do you get so lucky? A guy running for re-election for the Senate, his Republican opponent drops out 2 days ago on the basis of health. The Republicans have not been able to flip.
They got 3 days to find a candidate for the U.S. Senate in the state.
Everybody
of
talks about Barack Obama. That's how he won. They had no opponent.
That's right.
Nobody to go up against him. We're going to be live from the West Coast Green event that is happening at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium on Friday morning from 7 to 10. And it's going to have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and a whole lot more. We're going to have a special report about it in just a moment in our next hour. Big Ed Show. Schultz will be joining us, and your calls will continue at 866-960-5753. It sure is. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Michael Rush. This report brought to you this time around by Washington Mutual. To the roadways we go. Delays still 10 to 15 minutes on BART from San Francisco to all East Bay locations after an earlier train with mechanical problems got stuck in the Embarcadero station. That's now been cleared from the tracks. Elsewhere, some slow traffic. Westbound 580, nothing out of the ordinary coming down the Altamont Pass, but it is very slow getting through the Livermore Valley. San Jose northbound 87, stop and go between Highway 85 and Julian Street. Get a very low rate for the first 6 months with our home equity line of credit. 6 months, that's long enough to remodel your kitchen and enjoy 100 gourmet meals. Stop by your local Washington Mutual to get started. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. I'm Michael Rush. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit our website, please. That's quakeradio.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Daily Tribune Classified section, may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an ad for an apartment I'll be renting out.
Okay, how should the ad read?
Sunny one bedroom, 850 square feet, modern kitchen, hardwood floors, $1,000 a month rent. Available immediately, unless you're African American, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, Indian, or a member of any other minority group.
Okay.
Apartment is also unavailable if you are female, have children, a disability, or believe in a non-traditional religion.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, yeah. Can we add that pets are okay?
Certainly.
Unfortunately, housing discrimination isn't always this obvious. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCRAF.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. On these stairs, Mom gave you your first timeout. Although they weren't called timeouts back then. This is the step where she caught you sneaking in after curfew. And here is where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's gotten older, she needs help with those stairs, to prepare her meals, to remember her medications. And that's where Pathways comes in. We know what it means to bring a sick or elderly parent home to the house they love. We know the effort and special care required to help them live with dignity. And we can help. With nursing care, with home aides, with safety tips and advice. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. To learn more, call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
In the Bay Area, customers are already saving 20% on their monthly Pacific gas and electric bill with the CARE program. A savings of over $350 a year could mean extra groceries or a few tanks of gas. There are still thousands of customers who qualify but haven't signed up. Applying is free, easy, and confidential. For an application, call 1-866-PGE-CARE or stop by any Smart and Final store in Northern California.
Al.
That's also now a campaign theme for Charlie Brown that's running against Doolittle. He will be a guest on tomorrow. Studios, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake during the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have Big Ed Schultz coming up in the next segment, and in this segment with our West Coast Green event on Friday, that's at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. We'll be broadcasting live from 7 to 10 on Friday morning. Come down and visit with us there. We have these special reports between now and Friday, and right now Michael Rush has the Build Green Report on 960 The Quake.
The city of San Francisco is hosting the largest residentially focused green building conference and expo in the United States. That's happening this weekend.
Really going to be the largest residential green building conference and expo to ever happen out here. We have a booth there, and we'll be sharing information with anyone and everyone that comes by about Build a Green programs and services. But we're also involved in a lot of the sessions. We'll be presenting on various topics throughout the conference, and we're hosting an exhibitor mixer at the event as well.
That's Brian Gitt of Berkeley-based Building Green. Growing interest in green building has led to a 30% increase in green homes being built in the United States in 2006.
Green building is certainly leading edge in California. There, not to say that there aren't other regional programs around the country that are very strong, whether it's in Austin, Texas, or Boulder, Colorado, or Portland, Oregon, or Seattle, Washington, also have very strong programs that have been around for a long time. But California is definitely setting the pace when it comes to issues of climate change and how green building interfaces with that.
There will be 250 exhibitors at the Bill Graham Civic, and they will display some of the latest resource-efficient materials, along with green and healthy building products.
And we'll have those reports at this time right through Thursday. Then we'll be broadcasting live from the Bill Graham Civic. That's where Willie will be on Friday from 7 to 10, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Will Brown.
And can people come over and watch us?
Yes,
since they
can.
Can't come to the studio.
That's
and
true.
We got evicted from the hotel.
Yes, they can, Mr. Mayor. They'll be there with us. And right now on the phone at 866-960-5753, we have Ted in San Francisco. Good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie.
Ted, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. What's okay. going on? This is Willie Brown, and Will Durst is my sidekick.
How are you guys?
How are you doing, buddy?
I've got a question for you. I hear a lot of talk you got about Angelita's campaign, in which he's not doing a lot of things. And a lot of it has a lot of merit to it. However, my question is, okay, he doesn't have total support from his party, from the Democratic Party and the party leaders. When you have the Speaker of the House and the Speaker of the Senate campaigning for Schwarzenegger, literally, for that photo op, it's like a baseball team having their best pitcher and hitter pitching and hitting it against them. You know, I mean, this is like I know they have, and it's obvious that they have their personal ambitions generally in front of that of the parties.
That's exactly what, Ted, that's what occurs in the world of politics. More than anything else, there's no such thing among Democrats of party unity and party loyalty. That's a convenient tool that you use whenever it's consistent with whatever your personal program may be. In the case of President Pro Tem Parada and Fabio Nunes, the Speaker of the California State Assembly, they're both under what's called term limits, number one. And number two, they are also running their own agenda for the reelection of the membership of their House. Plus, they have the issues that are on the ballot involving the infrastructure. A combination of all those things leads them to an agenda that places those items ahead of Phil Angelides' candidacy. Now, on the other hand, if Phil Angelides was a Bill Clinton-type personality and he was really forceful, they would be so enthusiastic about the prospect of waiting a year for his presence, they would touch bases and, in fact, work like hell to elect him. But Phil doesn't have that kind of personality. And so, therefore, Phil needs to market himself dramatically differently so that, in fact, those two guys can achieve their goal of a infrastructure success, while at the same time provided an avenue for Phil to get the benefit of being the Democratic Party standard bearer. Until he does that, he will not succeed at unifying the Democratic Party.
Thank you for calling, Ted, in San Francisco. We have time for one quick call here. Jeff in San Francisco, good morning. You're on with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey, guys. You know, I wanted some help with my sort of analysis of the impact of this interview, which I've caught some snippets of, and
go to YouTube when you get to a computer.
What's that?
YouTube.
Oh, YouTube. I was looking at alternet.org. They got some good video there too, and some nice articles. But anyway, yeah, I was checking some of it out, and to me, the conventional wisdom is, my analysis would be that this speech was kind of a wash, because on the one hand, boy, did it. I'm betting, and I think you know, Willie, I think said this. You guys are right. It really energizes the base to see Bill out there fighting like this. So that's a plus, you know, and especially after all this, you know, legalizing torture business and the Democrats going silent, I think we were starting to get depressed again. So this was really good timing. But on the downside, this has kept the subject on terrorism, which is the conventional wisdom is that the Republicans have a slight advantage on
We actually
security.
Mentioned that earlier, Jeff.
Yes, Willie Brown said exactly that, Jeff.
Here's what I'm thinking, though, is that here's my question, rather. Is there a way, and did we see any hints of this in Bill Clinton's interview, is there a way to do the Rovian thing of making a perceived advantage into a disadvantage for these guys? I mean, how does one maybe, you know, turn it around, you know, because they're going to keep hammering this, you know, until election day. So how do we Rove style turn it into a disadvantage for them?
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for your call.
Jeff, let me tell you, in terms of turning it into a disadvantage for them, we got to start parading the bodies that they have created and caused people to lose their lives in Iraq. If we show that picture, we show that repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
That was the reason why Rumsfeld didn't want those coffins shown. He did not want you to be reminded of who contributed and exposed those people to death.
And
we
now.
Need to do that repeatedly, and then the argument about who's providing safety will be non-existent.
Big Ed Schultz joins us in the next segment, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We're going to get the top of the news on the top of the hour on 960 The Quake.
Each year, millions of baseball fans cheer for the home team. It only takes one to ruin it for everybody else by not following the rules.
Listen, Major League ballplayers know winning means following the rules, and I politely remind them of those rules, calling them like I see them. So now I'm politely reminding you, wear your safety belt and use a sober designated driver. Find out how you can win tickets to the World Series or a trip to the All-Star Game by visiting the designated driver booth at a Major League ballpark, because responsibility has its rewards.
A message from Team Coalition.
Hi, I'm District Attorney Kamala Harris, and in 1960, California leaders pledged that every qualified student would have a chance to seek a college education. But because of population increases, over 1 million students could be denied that chance. Learn how you can help. Join the Campaign for College Opportunity at 1-800-459-9586 or collegecampaign.org. Let's work together to ensure college opportunity for all students who seek it.
Real with Will and Willie on KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. You will be allowed to carry on that bottle of water when you board your plane. The head of the Transportation Security Administration, Kip Hawley, says the government's relaxing the liquids and gels ban for carry-ons as long as you buy the stuff in the airport after you've passed security.
Effective tomorrow, while the liquid ban stays generally in effect, for good and valid security reasons, TSA is making some changes to keep us at a high level of security, but